Hey PTs, are you maxed out on hours? You tired of endless patient notes? Still chipping away at those student loans? PTLive.me is an on-demand patient clinic hub helping licensed PTs get ahead of the rat race. Stay tuned for more or check out PTLive.me.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, so the next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Well, not mine. I'm talking about the PT PAC, which stands for...
Political Action Committee.
And I'm talking with Joe Black.
Yeah.
Not from the movie. From
no resemblance, really. No,
absolutely. You look just like Brad Pitt.
No.
Well, Joe Black, we just met, but you've been coming to PT PAC events for how long? How long have you been in this?
Engaged member, I guess you'd call it, for 30 years. Been a physical therapist for 38.
So you got into it a couple years in.
Early on, I got engaged in these kind of events, and it's taken me places that I could never even have dreamed about way back when.
First question is always the hardest. What are we drinking? I'm drinking the Capital Kolsch, which is a blonde. And what do you got?
I had an amber ale here.
Amber ale.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And right now in the background is the national championship basketball game, Villanova Wildcats against the North Carolina Tar Heels. That's going on while we're doing the interview. So if you hear people yelling and screaming in the background, you said you got involved with the PAC about 8 years into your career. Who got you involved? What was it that drew you to doing something for political action? In case people don't know, because myself as a student, I didn't find out about what the PAC actually did or how it worked until about a year and a half into PT school, but it's vitally important, especially for us students, because it's going to be there for us when we get out and years beyond. Yeah. So what drew you to it?
Probably some threats, I guess, if you ask a question.
To the profession, you mean?
Yeah, threats to the profession. And I never wanted to be one to sit idly by while somebody else determined what I could do.
Well,
what
someone else talks for you. You want, right.
I wanted to be that person. And I wanted to, someone else controlling who we can see. Someone else in our practice act. I started coming. There was a predecessor to this, to the Federal Advocacy Forum. And I went to that, and it was like, there's a chance to make a difference. And I'm sorry, I'll step on toes, but any physical therapist worth their salt wants to make a difference in the world.
Sure.
I mean, I think that's why we're in this stuff.
Why we get in this, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're in Washington, D.C. right now. The Capital City Brewing Company is where we're recording. And this whole place, we closed the whole bar down. It's just physical therapists, which is why it's so loud.
Yeah.
Because we're not shy.
Yeah.
So why is everybody here in Washington, D.C.? What's the point of coming here to make sure we're heard? Who are we talking to and what are we saying is the question.
We're speaking specifically to legislators. The APGA staff does an incredible job of preparing us, and that's what today was about. They're getting us ready for tomorrow. I mean, the legislators want to hear from constituents.
So where do you live? Where are you from?
Tennessee.
So you're going to see your Tennessee representatives,
right.
Which is the point. I talked to someone else who's from North Carolina. She is going to see her two senators and her congressman. That's awesome.
Yeah.
From Ohio. She knows their names, the specific names, and you want to make sure your face is right in front of them so you're not just somebody on the other end of an email. You're a face. You're a person.
Yeah.
You showed up.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing that's so important to the whole process is developing a relationship with those people. My senators are Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker. Lamar Alexander lives in the same community I live in. I could walk in Congressman Duncan's office tomorrow and he'll say, how's your son? How's your daughter? I mean, there's a relationship there,
but
which
why?
Makes it work.
Because you've been doing this for 30 years.
Right.
That's why. You can't walk in tomorrow off the street. It's going to take some time, and that's why we have to keep doing these things.
Right. You got to play the game. Now, my role here, actually, I'm the federal affairs liaison for the sports section, and there's some concussion legislation that's out there other issues that are relevant to the sports physical therapist.
Talk about a big one. Is one of them making sure that physical therapists are part of the team that can athletes to go back in the field, correct?
Right, after a concussion.
Right.
And the other is athletes that will cross state lines. There's actually a bill out there that would allow a physical therapist to follow with their team if they go a state line licensure.
That's a big deal.
Because technically, we don't have licensure if I go across a state line.
Unless you have a license in that state.
Exactly.
But if you're working for a college or a pro team, you might have to have licenses in lots of states.
And great friend, Brandon Gilliam, works in Miami Heat. I'll call him out a little bit. Great guy, great young therapist. I mean, he travels around the country, and he's a physical therapist. His job requires him to do that, and he does it well. It's an easy bill to be supportive of.
But you say easy, but it's not easy because we got to get it through this whole thing that is Washington, D.C. And I go to school at Marymount University, 3 miles away, and I understand how the city works. Everything takes some time, and you've got to be consistent. And that's what the PAC does.
The analogy is often made that watching legislation being made is like watching sausage being made. You really don't want to watch it because it's ugly, all the stuff they put in. But when the product, hopefully, is savory and is good for us.
Cook it up.
That's what turns people off a lot about the legislative process, is that the process itself can be difficult and hard to understand and frustrating and ugly. But collaboration and compromise and persistent effort and relationships make a difference. And again, like I said earlier, I think physical therapists want to make a difference in the world. That's why they're physical therapists. But what this room is full of is people who want to make a difference in the profession itself, not just the next patient that walks in the room, the whole profession. That's why people are here. Attendance was like 260.
People taking time out of their own schedules, people flying here on their own dime. That's a big deal. 260 people showing up in Washington, D.C. from around the country. That's a big deal.
For all the right reasons. There can be no really ulterior motive.
Except for the beer. Maybe just the beer.
But yeah. And if you pay $35 to the PAC, you get a free beer or two free beers.
Let's talk about that. So I've been a student for 2.5 years, and I've heard several pitches for money. The PAC is looking for money because they take the money and they do stuff with it.
Yeah.
My view is, if we knew what the stuff was, people would be better off on giving it. So you're Joe Black. You've been doing this for 30 years. What's the stuff? Let's tell people about it so they know what the money is being used for and why it's important.
One of the mistakes we've made is we've had this bullet point list for so many years. Here's the value of giving to the PAC. But really, you've got to tap in. It's got to have meaning.
Right. I'll give you a story. I went to the National Student Conclave in Omaha a couple months ago, and I counted in the first 60 minutes of the National Student Conclave, the opening presentations, students were asked for money how many times? In the opening presentation, how many? Take a ballpark guess.
10 times.
11.
Really?
I got an email yesterday. I have $135,000 in student loans to start paying back this August. So when someone says, give me $20, it's an investment in your future, I'm saying, I got a choice between cornflakes, $20, I'm picking the cornflakes.
Yeah.
I don't discount what the PAC can and should do. I'd love to give the money, but I got $135,000. Yeah. And that's not an exaggeration.
And that's a big change for our whole profession.
Right, and that's been a different discussion. We can get into that. But here's my point. If something has value, and there's a lot of talk about millennials and a lot of millennial bashing about what we're into. I'm going to throw that out. If anybody, millennial or not, sees a value in something, they'll cough it up. You know, everybody rings the bell at Christmas and the Salvation Army, people toss money in there, millennial or not. So what I want to hear from you is, tell me those things, because I do believe in the PAC. Yeah. I do believe someone has to be there. If you had to explain it to students, because students listen to this podcast, physical therapists who are members of the APTA and aren't members of the APTA, which pretty much covers the spectrum, why do we need to be giving money to the PAC?
At the risk of being a bit of a scare tactic, our profession is under threat in a lot of different arenas.
We're outspent by a lot of our competitors. Oh. Well, I shouldn't say competitors. I should say other providers.
Right.
We're outspent
who
by a lot.
Who might not have our best interests at heart.
Right. Well, no, they've got their best interests at heart. I
so,
know how that works.
You know, it's a necessary evil. I understand the economics of paying the rent versus paying your dues. I mean, we lose membership in that same 0 to 5 demographic. It's the most passionate group. I do a bit of work with the Student Assembly and have for a long time, and it's an arena that's very close to my heart. Yet that's the group we lose. For example, the Student Assembly leadership has been incredible, but that leadership will stick around.
Right,
but
right,
there's
right.
There's thousands of others.
They're the most passionate of the students.
Well, we got to make it easier financially, and I think there's some initiatives coming out from ABTA that will make that better. But we need to go a bit further, and I think you're going to see some of that too. And what we got to do though is make sure that we don't allow folks like you to lose that passion.
Right. I think a lot of people want to keep it. Look at the room right now. We're in Capital City Brewing Company, Washington, D.C. Awesome looking bar. Everybody in the room gets it. We're literally standing amongst the choir. I think it's the people who don't necessarily get involved, which is fine. Not everybody can be in the choir.
Yeah.
That's why they're the choir. We just got to figure out a way to show them what is actually going on.
Yeah.
Because if you take that away, if you take the PAC's punch away, you're not going to see it right that minute. And maybe you won't see it a year from now. 5 and 10 years down the road, yeah. You're going to be pissed. And then you've lost inertia. You can't get it back.
And we have to find a way to engage that group that's not already engaged. I would say our chapters and our sections have a huge obligation to do that. That's a very big issue with literally every section and chapter that we have. And maybe we haven't done the job that we should have. I think that that's vital to our future.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, where are we going to be in 10 years?
Yeah. You brought up sections. I think that's a fantastic way because PT is a big field. It's very wide. It's very, very varied. But we're all, I'm talking on behalf of students just because I'm still a student for another couple months, we're all here for a specific reason. And I think the general reason is what you brought up, which is to help people. But when you can break PT up into specialties like the special interest groups and the sections, that's when you can, as a student or as a PT, really sink your teeth into something you really, really, really like.
Yeah.
And I think when we can get more people involved in the sections and the SIGs is when people really buy in because they really start to be part of a smaller pool. You know, I joined the sports section. I joined the sports performance SIG. So now I'm part of that small kind of, I'm sort of that email list, and I kind of get to look in on those different email threads that go back and forth. And it's a cool peek, especially as a student coming out of school. I think that's one way we can really get our hooks into some students and really show them the value.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to flim-flam anybody. You know, I understand it's expensive, and I'm not looking to say, just give me your money, I'll show you why the value is later. I think students are smart enough, but I think if you show them with the sections and the SIGs, I think you see a value right away.
You've actually touched what I think is the golden opportunity. Dan Lorenz runs the sports section SIG. Sports performance SIG. That is the poster child for what we ought to be doing. I mean, he does a tremendous job, and I've told him that. He's a great guy. That's where we need to be. And how do we extrapolate that all across the association? I think there's mechanisms in place that we can do that. We as an association have to realize how important that stuff can be. I think you're going to see, call it a paradigm shift, if you will, in that direction. I know it was everything for me. I mean, I get to be a part of some groups and some arenas that I have no business. I'm a clinician in a small town.
What town are you in?
Maryville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I take care of a high school football team.
What's the mascot? You got to throw it out to
them.
Oh,
it's the Rebels.
All right.
Red Rebel.
There you go.
But my peer group, because of section involvement, is people who lecture internationally. And Todd Ellenbecker, who is the physical therapist to U.S. tennis, and Kevin Wilk in Birmingham.
Guys like Eric Mara.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one thing you just brought up and made me kind of say, oh, you know what? That is a big deal. As students, we are locked in with our professors. At any moment, I can go ask these really smart people who've been PTs for a long time, who are very, very smart, a question. A couple months from now, I graduate. I don't have them down the hall.
Yeah.
But if I'm an APTA member and I'm in a section and I'm in a SIG,
oh, you're there.
I can email Dan Lorenz or Eric Marin. And I've seen email threads go back and forth between SIG members.
Yeah.
And it's always really, really positive. It's a cool experience, especially as a student, to say, oh, this exists outside of school. That makes me feel a little bit safer to be able to ask these really smart people a question whenever I want. Yeah.
Well, and one of the things that I do, and I engage students a lot. Maybe I have a bit of a better grasp than a lot of people about what it's going to take to ensure our future. I'm at the end of that arena. I mean, at the end of the career. I'm not going to retire anytime soon.
Good.
I have no plans to retire.
We need you here, Joe.
But I'll take students that are here. If you want to meet somebody, in particular at CSM. I love CSM. Great meeting. Everybody that is anything in physical therapy is there. You want to meet them, and people like me need to do more of that. I'll take you and introduce you to anybody. And Sharon Dunn.
Yeah.
I've introduced our young therapist.
Sharon never says no to a selfie or to an intro. She's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And just making that contact and maybe developing a relationship right there and then. And maybe it starts in and maybe it's the next one. That's what will carry us on for the next 20, 30, 40 years. And see, it's fun. We've now got a little bit of a connection.
Yeah.
I'll know who you are and I'll watch. And 5 years from now, I'll say, hey, how's the first five been?
Yeah.
And where do you want to be 5 years from now? And having people that are vested in the profession so much, and there's a ton of them. I mean, that's one of the greatest things about this profession. There's hundreds and hundreds of people who want to know that you are happy and successful and making a difference in the world.
And if I'm not, why? And they'll help.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen that from everybody that I've run into at a conclave or a CSM or a next.
Last year seemed to be the year where I had some of the younger therapists, the early career members say, I'm not real happy in my job. What should I do? And I'll be honest with you. A lot of it was productivity. You know, my company increased my productivity expectations and they said, what do I do? And I said, you go find a new job. Don't be afraid to move. Don't be afraid to find a new job.
Getting out of bed in the morning is hard if you don't like what you're doing.
Oh, listen, when the alarm clock goes off in the morning, man, pop out of bed. What's going to happen today? Man, I look forward to it. When that stops happening, that's when I retire. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
Well, the Rebels are probably excited to hear that.
It's a great program. I enjoy those kids. My wife tells me that I'm just simply childish, but it keeps me young. Yeah. It's part of a responsibility I think that we all should have, and I think part of what makes physical therapy great is because we have so many people that do that.
All right, well, each episode we do is a pint. Before we're done with the pint, we do shots.
Okay.
Hold on. He's already looking for the shot glass. We have something called parting shots.
Okay.
So if you were going to give people out there who wanted to get involved with the pack one little shot of advice, one pearl of wisdom, what would it be?
You know, I think it's an event.
Do that first.
Do it first. You can't come to something like this or to CSM and feel that energy, feel that I am part of something that's much greater than I am. And I think the millennials are looking for that too.
Yeah.
I want to be part of something that's bigger than me. You do that once, pretty good chance that you're going to decide, I want that. I want what they have. I'll pay the $20 a month and eat cornflakes or ramen noodles or whatever it takes be a part of it.
I think a lot of my classmates will look at me because I go to school just outside of D.C. in Arlington, Merriman University. We have very close proximity to events with the APTA.
Right.
And they knew I was coming here tonight, a couple of my roommates. And they're like, how'd you get invited to that? I was like, I just met people by talking to them.
Yeah.
It's almost like, well, how'd you get invited? Because you have the podcast or because you're in the elite? I was like, I showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's it. I showed up.
Well, and that's what I did early days in the sports section. Just kept showing up. Somebody said, hey, we need somebody to set up the awards banquet.
You raise your hand.
I'll do it. Somebody to run a district meeting,
right?
Or to plan a state chapter meeting. Volunteer.
I mean, I know I got a big mouth and I got the podcast and that's cool, but the reason that I'm here, the reason that I'm able to meet these people is not because of any of that. It's because I enjoy it, but I showed up. That's it.
That's a great mantra.
If I showed up and it wasn't a great environment, I wouldn't have come back. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk or anything, but I would have been like, all right, this is cool. I'm out. That's a great parting shot of wisdom. I think everybody, student, fresh PT, experienced PT, everybody can can take that to heart. Is just show up, and you can still get involved doesn't matter when. Hey. Joe Black, I appreciate you taking the time.
Anything I can do for you, let me know.
We got to go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
The PT Pintcast is powered by ptlive.me. PT Live wants you to know, we know you love ortho, but love doesn't always pay the rent. And let's face it, home health is, well, home health. Join PT Live's growing team of on-demand physical therapists working from anywhere, anytime, with anyone. Screen patients, help clinics nationwide, and next date night you can say, have the ribeye, honey. PTLive.me. We'll take it from here.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. DJ, please. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pintcast.
All right, so I always lead off with... So just say hello.
Hi.
I always lead off with this. It's my shtick. I say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. On the show right now, Sandy Hilton, host of Pain, Science, and Sensibility. Also, PT and head honcho at Entropy Physical Therapy in Chicago, Illinois. We are recording live at the Capital City Brewing Company, and we are at a PT PAC event, which stands for Political Action Committee. First question is always the hardest. What are we drinking?
I'm drinking the Amber Waves.
I am following your lead by drinking the Amber Waves, so let's cheers. And let's have a drink.
The official clink.
We always try to have a big, a different beer with each episode. So, Cap City Brewing Company, everybody, about 300 people have descended upon Washington, D.C. for the political arm of what this field needs.
Right.
And why? I mean, I guess the question is, when I talked to you a minute ago, you periscoped me talking to Joe Black a second ago, which was awesome, by the way.
It's my first periscope.
You've got a podcast. You talk to lots of people. You get it. This gets out. So my question is, you show up to events like this. You're involved. You guys have sponsored me to go to events like CSM, like Next. You get it. So why, if people aren't in this room, should they get engaged and be in this room?
Mike Connor said it best today during one of our sessions. He said that this is an investment in your future. I, for years, back in the day when the Political Action Committee would call and ask you to donate, would be like, no, I don't need to buy votes. Why would I do that? And I had this.
It feels dirty when you see
that. It does. It felt like sleazy, like I was out there on the corner soliciting something, or they were. As I get older and a little more mature, I also realize that you need an opportunity to go. And a lot of that money that goes into Political Action Committee is go to funding people like us to come here and learn how to best build those relationships. I think the most compelling thing for me is we talk a lot about inpatient care, about building the patient relationship, but that's what we're doing with our legislators, with the senators and the representatives, is building that relationship so they can know what it is that we do and how we are that conduit to getting just people better.
You're not Sandy from an email. They've seen your face.
Right.
You've said hello. You're not being pushy. But you're advocating for your profession, and you're advocating for your patients,
for your patients, ultimately. It's ultimately for our patients, and to get them better access and to get them consistent access for the amount of time that they need.
So you brought up a point there. You said early on they would call and say, can I have some money? And then eventually you matured. So what was the turning point? Because I think if we figure that out, you know, Joe Black talked earlier about, well, I think sometimes we miss that magic. I don't know if he knew he did it, the first five.
No,
which is what Meg Simonetti coined, like, you know, fresh PT, the first 5 years out of PT school. We lose a lot of PTs that way, from becoming students to APTA members.
Right.
What was the thing that turned you, when you say you matured, what was it? And if we can figure that out, we could probably keep a lot of students around.
I think, well, a lot of it, it was very slow for me, so it was not the first five. I was quite stubborn. Probably the first 15, I was pretty stubborn.
But that's good, because it means you were staunch, and now you're here. So how'd they do it?
The thing that changed, the reason that I'm here is that I want to understand more. And ironically, while I didn't contribute to the PT PAC, I was a national, and probably still am, a national representative for the Military Family Association. So I understood the need to talk to our representatives and have them understand what we're going through and why it's important. I just didn't want to have to give them money to get them to vote the way I wanted to.
I'll tell you this, I hate giving money too. Not because I don't like not having my money. It feels like there's a separation between me and where that money's going. You have a podcast, you get it.
Right.
Any good podcast is about a story, a person, a conversation, and maybe writing that check doesn't feel so personal anymore, but being a PT and having that patient PT communication, you feel that tangible.
And maybe the biggest part of it was when I started owning my own practice and I realized things cost money.
Yeah.
So yes, I can provide amazing care, but I actually have to pay my rent.
Yeah.
For the place that you're getting your amazing care in.
Absolutely.
So the value of the service is important. I don't blink with and my business partner, Sarah Haig, and I will say this a lot. I will pay top dollar for the guy that cuts my hair because he's amazing. And it's okay. It's good value for my service. I won't go to someone else that's cheaper.
Right.
They're not going to do what I want.
So how do we make what the APTA or the PAC does that
valuable?
The difference between good and great. Because I talked about this my entire radio career. A lot of guys who were good radio DJs would want to get paid great.
Right.
And I'd say, look, the difference between good and great is big.
Right.
So how do we give more punch? Or is there punch and we're just not communicating that?
I think there's punch and we're not communicating
it. Good.
I think there's passion and we don't understand that passion translates into time. We keep thinking it's the money that we're giving that
good
has
point.
The value.
Good point.
But it's really the time. First out of PT school, when I went up, my first job was in Washington State. And I went to their political action committee meeting. Sorry, Washington State people, but this is how I remember it. I walked in the room and they were like, well, who are you and why are you here? I said, well, you know, it's my new first job and I live here and I want to get involved. And I thought I should put my time where my mouth is, because I thought that it was important that PTs be well represented and that people know what we're doing. And I still really think that.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. You know, Joe Black talked about this earlier too, and you're really making it apparent to me. Get people to show up. Get a student to come here. Maybe don't charge them if you're in the first 5 years. Get them to come here and put their time where their mouth is, and eventually when they have money, they can put that money where their mouth is.
Right, because a lot of times we don't have the dollars. I cannot give a bajillion dollars to a campaign, but I can show up and tell them stories. I can bring a patient with them and let them see the real person with it. When I worked with the Military Family Association, we didn't have money. We had time. And that was what was valuable.
That's
was
what PT
time.
Does, right? I mean, all my professors will say, learn everything you need to in physical therapy school. And learn all the convex, concave rules. Learn all the German terms and mind terms. But if you lose that patient connection,
right.
What have you got?
Right, and I think that that's the value of this, to bring that back full circle, is that why are we here? Well, we're here to create that connection.
Right.
What it does ultimately, in my view, is help all of our patients, because I want them to have better access at a fair rate and to me not be terribly restricted with rules. To make that happen, we got to make the connections with our legislators.
I know for me, even living 3 miles away from the capital of the United States, I'm not a huge political fan. So I think that's one thing that does actually kind of hinder the pack, is that the first word is political, which is fine. But we need someone to speak for us. This is the place it gets done. As much or as little as you like it to be done, it's got to get done. And these are the people with the red jackets, the pack, they get it done.
Right, and what I learned this morning, so this is my first time at one of these, and it was very cool. What I learned this morning was that it's also that relationship you make at home.
What do you mean?
With your senators and your representatives.
Oh, yes, yes.
Back
yes.
Where they live.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where they're more personable than when they're in their office and it's hard to get to them.
They like having a job.
Right.
So they'll pay attention. I mean, this... Everybody says politics is a game. Let's play it really well then.
Right. And honestly and ethically and
yes,
from your heart
by
with
all
real
means.
Stories.
I'm not saying flim-flam anybody.
Right.
I'm saying
it's how the game is played.
If getting to know people is how we succeed, holy shit. We're physical therapists. We're really good at that.
But so what, and right. And how cool would it be if all of the PTs in their area actually got with their congressman? You don't have to be a key contact. You don't have to be part of anything. You can just honestly from your heart talk to your legislators and your senators
with
about
some,
what matters to you.
With some time.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be money. It could be
right?
Some time.
Just time.
I want to thank you for doing something for me. Well, several times. You guys had a video contest a couple months ago with Get PT First, and I was able to...
That was actually not Get PT... Well, Get PT First helped, but that was instigated by Lorimer Mosley with our Cab Sap conversation.
Oh, my video, which is why I bring up Get PT First, which is the hashtag with Sean Hagee, I brought that up because that was the purpose of my video, was to explain to people why and how, and that they can get PT First.
Right.
And that was the way you guys gave me a scholarship to go to CSN. So I wanted to thank you in person.
Well, it's awesome. And both Sarah and I want to do that again next year for some other PT student because it was amazing.
So students should pay attention. Entropy Physical Therapy from Chicago. Follow those guys on Facebook. Follow those guys on Twitter. And you guys are always kind of putting cool stuff out there, like classes, too. So I want to thank you again because I just got back from a service learning trip in Costa Rica where I worked with a patient named G.
Yes.
Who has muscular dystrophy.
I have donated.
And you did. I want to say thank you for that. So I'm trying to raise money. Power wheelchairs are not cheap, so I'm trying to raise money. And you donated to help me try to buy G, who's a Costa Rican 18-year-old male with muscular dystrophy, a wheelchair. And you guys also donated again because you guys gave me a seat in
yes.
Jerry Durham and Jeff Moore's low back pain class, which you guys are hosting in Chicago in just a couple months.
Which is going to be amazing.
So the deal is you guys gave me a free seat. I'm not sitting in that seat. I'm letting someone else bid on that seat. Take a look at what that seat is retailing for. Maybe bid a couple bucks less if you want to go.
Or a couple bucks more because it's a good cause.
Or a couple bucks more. I don't want to twist your arm or anything, but yeah. And that money will go to the wheelchair which
that's
you're trying
so
to buy
cool.
And send to Costa Rica.
And good on you for doing that because that's amazing.
I'll be honest. I'm not terribly... I mean, I have emotions. I'm not saying I'm emotional or anything. I don't get choked up. I don't cry at fried green tomatoes or anything. And leaving that kid behind in Costa Rica...
It's hard, though, you know, when you know what the possibility is and you can't quite reach
killing.
It.
Yeah,
he was the one
kid in that facility that money would actually really, really, really affect.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, if we gave this kid a wheelchair, it would change his minute-to-minute, second-to-second existence. So I want to thank you and Jerry Durham and Jeff Moore for that. So check that out
and
online.
Sarah, well done.
And Sarah, that was Sarah who literally, I wrote her one text message and she was like, done, what can I do? And I was like, this. And she said, done, let me know how. So check that out and you can check out the bids. We got a couple classes, not just at Entropy, but for Jim Diggle, Adam Meekins gave a class, Kinetic Core at ptpuncast.com. Just check out our blog there. So this is your first PAC event coming nationally anyway.
Yep.
What do you think of so far?
Love it. I'll be back.
These people are
they're
not
passionate
shy.
And wonderful.
And they're thirsty.
Yes.
Big fans about beers.
Yes.
All right, so each episode is a pint. But before we're done with the pint, we always have shots. So a parting shot of wisdom.
I'd say follow your heart.
How's that helped you?
Well, because you end up putting your time where your passion is.
Yeah.
And
I like
that
a lot. I like putting your time where your passion is a lot, because especially in this field, a guy by the name of Kuro San, who we did an episode with a couple weeks ago, he volunteers and does bike fittings. Why? Because he's a cyclist.
Right.
And he does it, you know, pro bono, just does bike fittings because he doesn't want to see people who ride bikes be in pain riding bikes. So I think putting your time where your money is, you should trademark. That's cool. Lock that up.
There you go.
That's something that would change the appearance of physical therapy better than an ad campaign, better than a commercial on a Super Bowl.
If we let people see our passion, yeah.
If
yes.
All the PTs, or let's say 1%, let's just be the 1%ers of the PTs who put our time where our mouth is. So kudos to you for coming up with that. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. And,
cheers.
Oh, on iTunes, Pain, Science, and Sensibility with Corey Blickenstaff.
Yep.
You can listen to Sandy Hilton there. Thank you for taking some time out during the pack event.
Thanks,
to talk
Jimmy.
To
you rock.
High five. And we'll cheers.
Cheers one more time.
There we go.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they? The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.